Welcome to Shenanigans. This is Aisha.
Hello, hello, it's Bria.
Hi, it's Brittany.
Hey, y'all, it's Jenny.
Hey, hey, it's Tyra.
And we are a dose of melanin empowerment that is a reminder of how bomb you are and how dope you can be, featuring edutainment about beauty, life, and health, mixed with a true depiction of how strong she can be. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome back to Shenanigans. If this is your first time listening to us, we do have special short episodes going on right now. We will be back with our regular Shenanigans episodes next month, but hopefully you'll listen in this time. You can connect with us on Twitter at Shenanigans_pod and chime in to our topics at #ShenaniganspOd. Also, feel free to leave us a review on iTunes and comment to us on SoundCloud. And I would love to shout out our sponsors for the Fearlessly She Summit. So we'd like to send a big thank you to Luster's Pink. Also, to Hope You Feel Butter, Snarky Things, Crystalline Block, Food Love Talk, Creatorella, and Hearing Moments Photography. So you can check out a full list of our sponsors at fearlesslyshesummit.com and get a sense for who they are, connect with them. Very dope black owned companies, so definitely show them some love and check out their products. So now we are going to dive in to our special episode for today, where we will just discuss one hot topic with you all so you can chime into that. So Tyra, let us know what it is.
Y'all don't hate me, okay? Okay, so today's hot topic, we are going to talk about body counts. And I just want to know your thoughts on them. You know, is it important to know yours? Is it important to know the person that you're with's body count? Like, do y'all talk about this? Is there a statute of limitations? Are there people you don't count?
Not don't count.
Are there people you don't count before a certain age? You know, I just want to know, like, what y'all think. Because I just did mine. I just did mine. It was just very alarming. And
alarming? Why would you use that word?
Alarming. I mean, alarming in the sense that I forgot about some people. I'm not even going to lie. But also, I counted literally everybody. That sounds like a lot of people. It's not a lot of people. But I'm just saying, like, every situation that could have been a situation or that was a situation, you know what I mean? I counted everybody. So what y'all think about body counts?
You would. You just would bring this topic. Oh, man. I know mine, but I don't think I ever actually ask my partner. Like, I need to know if you clean. That's the first thing I need to know. And if you clean, that's all I really care about. Because, I mean, why? Bring up the past. And most of the time, dudes don't even count and they forget or whatever. Or they don't want to tell, you know, that whole I don't want to tell you thing. So as I know mine, and as long as you clean and don't have no STDs or nothing, we cool.
What was the first? Which question?
Because there were so many. Just your thoughts on them, you know.
You know, I think I know mine. Uh-huh. I haven't thought about it in a while because I've been with the same person now for 5 years.
Dang, so, it's been long.
Yes,
I know that time flies by.
Been together since 2012. Same routine, still getting
same
the job
here,
done.
It's been 5 years.
You better shout out your husband.
Been 5 years.
Brittany's face, like she ain't been with the same dude.
5 years.
So, I mean, we actually did share our body count at some point when we were just dating.
Sorry, that
Y'all,
was me.
Casey's still here.
No, it
way.
Was me. That was me.
But we did share our body count at some point. I honestly don't even remember what he told me. Like, I think we were just having one of those open conversations that we always have, and he had told me a few of the individuals, and I was like, dang, bro, how many people you been with, man? So we ended up sharing, but I mean, I personally don't count some individuals, because let me tell you, if it was just, you know, like a brief encounter, you don't count. If it wasn't like a full-on sexual experience, you also don't count. You know,
I also heard that if they didn't make you come, it doesn't count. And I can knock some people here. I can knock a whole
bunch. Well, then shit. My count is loading. My count is loading. So shit.
Oh wait, you were counting like even if you didn't have full sex, that's a body count.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Shit. I didn't know that. I thought it was just like,
what's full sex, Bria?
Wait, I was
the pee penetrates your vagine is full sex.
What if it's just like a, you know, what if it's just, you know, one of them slip in, slip out situations? No, that shit don't
still count.
Your vagina,
no, because if you
Bria, a penis was in your vagina,
no,
it counts.
No, if you
it does.
So have y'all heard about those virgins that call themselves virgins
on that?
Because they only do it in their booty hole and they've never done it in their vagina.
I can't.
I swear, it was a whole thing. Girls said they were still virgins.
I can't comment on that,
no,
man.
That's, ma'am.
Ain't nobody just slipping in my booty.
No, ma'am. No, girl. No, ma'am.
No, girl. No,
no, ma'am.
Mm-mm. Whoa. Okay. So you don't count everybody. All right.
No,
it still counts. It still counts.
No, ma'am. Because if you slip me in just a little bit, and I'll be like, you know what? Actually, I changed my mind because I have done that twice. Yeah. And so, twice. I don't count them.
So, times yours by two.
No. No. Times yours by two.
They count. All right. Add two to your list.
No, ma'am.
They count. I'm cracking up.
Now, I mean, not that body, to me, body counts don't count. In the sense of 9 times out of 10, I ain't gonna know no way. Like, other than Nick, I don't know nobody else's body counts that I've been with. But if, you know, I know you done been around, I probably ain't gonna mess with you no way. But if I know you done really been around, and like, I fear that your numbers might be heading towards triple digits, I ain't messing with you.
Okay,
no way.
So I want to
tell you. Damn, triple digits.
No, this is a real thing. I know somebody.
Like triple, like 100.
Yeah, like, yeah. Look like an area code, bruh. I have a friend. I know somebody who told me their body count. And after being friends with them for years, I may or may not be one of the numbers, but that's not important. What's important is I found out their body count, and no, I was really alarmed then, because I'm like, if this is his number, dang, I know people that have messed around way more than him. I just cannot wrap my mind around being with that many people. Like, how have you been with that many people? Like, look like an area code, bruh. I can't.
I'm dying at the area code.
Well, no, that is a good one. For like, real? That's serious stuff right there.
Well, what you about to say, Aisha?
If it's an area code, it counts.
Oh.
It matters.
Oh, yes. Ridiculous. Yes.
Well, I can't say that I, well, okay. Like Aisha, I've been with my husband. We've been together for about 5 years. Y'all, I'm about to kill my son. I'm just letting y'all know that right now.
She's joking. She loves him.
JK.
Oh, no. He's sleeping.
He mad because he know I'm about to talk about
real
his daddy.
Mad.
No, I'm just playing. But yeah, I've been with my husband 5 years. So I know at the beginning of our relationship, that wasn't like anything, obviously, that we asked each other. But we were playing a game. And it somehow came up. It was like a question, like answer game. It was like a board game we were playing. And it so happened if we kind of, it kind of came up and it just kind of came out. And it was, and we just kind of got in the conversation. But honestly, y'all, I thought my body count was worse than my husband's. Only because he just seemed like he wasn't that kind of, I mean, he's really sweet. And I just didn't think that he was somebody that had, you know, a lot of people. And I said, we're about the same. I was really surprised. Like, I was like, you know, our body count was about the same. And I was like, well, that makes me feel better, because I just really thought I was about to be off the wall and you was just about to be all like two or some shit like that. But I mean, I don't know. I feel like body count is definitely not something that I've talked about with every person I've talked to or been with. But I do just want to say this. I know y'all was talking about people that y'all know who got body counts. It was a dude that I was somewhat talking to when I was in college. When this man told me, and you talking about area codes, nigga, I ain't ever met nobody that had no damn area code.
You'd be surprised.
But there's, I was plenty. Just like, at the time, I was like 19. So this person told me that his body count was like 50 plus, and I just wasn't ready.
Some,
I said,
do double digits in 1 year, girl. What?
But at that time, when I was 19, I did not know that. Like, I was like, that's a little much. Like, that's crazy. I didn't even do nothing with him. Like, when he told me that, it turned me off. I was like, yeah, no, buddy, you're not getting me. You're not. I'm not adding to that body count. That's not happening. So, I mean, I don't know. I kind of feel like that's kind of up to you. Like, I don't think body count is something that you should base a relationship off of, but I don't know, but that area code, that's some males, boy. Y'all know some nasty motherfuckers.
I do.
How are y'all?
I really do. And the problem is, the thing is, too, that if that's his, I can only.
Oh, my God.
There's somebody else in my mind who I know is, like, has to be double that. I'm not even kidding. I'm not even kidding. And I think it's people that I attract, too. I either attract reformed hoes, or they still hoeing.
Reformed.
Yes. You know.
They ain't reformed, obviously.
No, seriously. And I'm just like, I can't, like you said, I can't even fathom or think about being with that many people.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Isn't it crazy, though, that guys can be with, like, 50 plus, 60, 70, 80? If you tell them anything over, like, 10, they like, oh, you gotta go. You gotta go.
Nigga, you done effed 100 women, like, I did 10, and I'm nasty. What the hell is going on? That's how they be thinking, though.
Right. You're just like, I mean, I get you want to save yourself for your, but, like, you ain't saving yourself for your wife, so.
Right.
They don't be thinking.
It's just
about
double
that.
Standards. It's horrible.
Always.
I think something that was probably more important to me than body counts was, how long ago did you mess with somebody
else? Now, that was one.
That was big. That was big for me.
I don't think I asked that, because I don't be caring, but.
Mine just kind of came out.
I was like, wait, when was this? And, oh, no, she's still mad, and I ain't got time. That was usually my
problem.
Because I'm like, if it was real soon, I'm about to have to be around this bitch.
Right.
Now I need to know, like.
Yeah, that's different. It just depends on how you. I mean, I think it depends. Until I'm taken, so.
I know that's right.
Because you might not like the answer.
Bam, don't ask. You don't want. Don't ask nothing you don't want to know the answer to.
So can you be with a person that's hooking up with somebody else at the same time?
Like, be with, what you mean?
Like, what do you mean be with?
You screwing them while they screwing somebody else at the same time.
I probably done that with plenty of people.
I mean, I probably have and didn't know it. I mean, y'all probably had.
I know I've done that before, but, like, now, like, I choose not to. Just because if I'm messing with somebody like that, like, I'm investing my time and energy and all that, and it's like, I don't know. I just need to know that you ain't out there.
Yeah,
because you don't know if they're using protection. Like, if you're,
yeah,
right,
that's right, exactly, exactly.
So,
yeah, mine's more about, if we already didn't lay that paper out of them tests, and you said you clean, I need you to stay clean. Just being with me, like,
yeah,
you can't just go back and start, you know, because you already didn't prove to me that you clean.
I feel that. There needs to be more people like you, though.
I haven't done it on purpose. I think that there were some individuals I could always personally tell when there was somebody else that they were dealing with. And then I could tell when it was only me that they were dealing with.
Right.
But I haven't knowingly been like, oh, I know he messing with somebody else and I'm messing with. Like, I was always just with whoever that person was. Mm-hmm. And I was expecting the same. Yes. And if that wasn't the case, then it probably didn't last that long. Anyway. I mean, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I meant.
You know what, Ty?
What?
Damn body count.
I just was wondering. I never, you know, the irony of this is I've never asked anybody, and nobody really asked me besides, like, that one friend. And it was like an ongoing joke, which is what really how it started. But I never ask anybody because I probably would be disgusted.
Yeah.
Number one, because I told you the people that I attract. So it's probably my shit. And what happened before me, I don't really care unless, like, you know, one of my homies is really in the count and then we gotta really talk about some stuff. But
unless they was just like a extreme bucket, like, and I knew they was a bucket and you just went dipping yourself in that bucket, I have a whole problem. Like,
oh, you got standards for the body.
Well,
count.
Damn.
All right.
You got standards. Yes. Ma'am, I heard about somebody dealing with the campus bucket, and I was probably more mad about who it was than the fact that he was dealing with
her. Right. Oh, no, I've even heard men say that they were upset by somebody a chick was messing with because they just was so beneath them.
Like, yeah, that's interesting.
No, that's a real thing. Well, yeah, that's all I got. I was just really curious. Jin Jin, you got anything else about body counts?
Gym face.
I've never had that conversation with somebody, like, for real, but kind of like you, I mean, I think if I were to know and it was something that was kind of like mind blowing, it would probably turn me off. So it's probably best if I don't know, especially if it's somebody that I'm probably liking like that. I'm gonna be thinking about it and then I'm gonna be like, but I wouldn't.
Right, like, why do you
like,
even ask? Because it's gonna make you mad regardless. So, I feel like,
yeah, it kind of.
I think I probably wouldn't ask. First start talking.
With my luck, I'm gonna find out, and I'd rather find out in the
with my luck
in the end.
I don't think I'm ever gonna find out, but then I don't want to be over analyzing, like, okay, what is the time frame of these numbers? Like, how many people was close together?
Was it
how
early?
Like, all these numbers you accumulated, was it in a few years? Have you ever sex since you was a teenager? Like, you know, I just don't want to be thinking about it. I might be disgusted. And so,
like,
I
they were probably 10. Screw with somebody. You're going to be like, wait, hold up. You were 10.
And at the same time, it's like, well, how do you know if they're really telling the truth? So it's like, I mean, is it? So it's just like, is it even worth asking?
Do you really want to seem like slut buckets? Like, why would you tell me a high number if that's not the number? Why would you tell me an area code if that's not the number? I wouldn't dare tell nobody no area code if that weren't my number.
If they say like a lower number, it's like, I mean,
they could be lying about the area code. They could say 100 and they really meant 2.
They could
mean
317.
Oh my gosh.
Like, you never know.
I think the worst thing is when you find out about people that your significant other has been with, and then you see them out in public.
Oh no, how about having to be family?
Oh, I know. You know what? Aish, don't go there. Don't go there.
I didn't think she was either.
Don't do that. But I just think it's interesting because I just be wondering what they think sometimes. It's like, I wonder if they're like, dang, do they know that we used to mess around, like the outside people? Like,
oh yeah.
Especially because a lot of them, like, it's interesting, a few people, they'll speak to us in public, and it's just kind of like, I'll be thinking, like, do you not think that we might, and it's not even like disrespectful or anything. I just wonder what goes through their mind. Like, I wonder if they know about us that kind of thing.
I have a whole nother example for
you. You know what?
I tell you, these females be talking to me for no reason. Why these females keep talking to me? I just told him this the other day. If all these females don't quit talking to me, and they wasn't even all females that he done dealt with like that. Honey, I hope you don't care. So I'm about to tell. Anyway. This girl approached me in the bathroom.
In the bathroom?
Come on now. I was in the bathroom waiting in line, y'all. I had to pee so bad. And I'm waiting. The stall gets free. The girl stops me. So then the whole line goes in front of me. So now I'm irritated because why are you talking to me right now? This girl's like, hi, I think I know you. So, you know, like we were just talking about, some people be like, oh, the strength of she, something, which she did mention. But she also mentions, your husband is Nick.
Uh-oh.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, yes, ma'am. And your point.
She's like, oh, well, I hope this isn't awkward, you know, but I was just wondering, maybe you and him and me and my boyfriend can hang out sometime. Like, I admire you and blah, blah, blah. And I just want to hang out. I'm like, okay, you know, I don't know why that would be awkward, but okay, you know, whatever. Use the bathroom, leave the bathroom. She's like, I'll just hit you up on Facebook or something. Okay, you know, whatever. Go back and tell Nick. Nick's like, she said what? I said, that's what she said. Come to find out, they talked at one point, and you know, had a few specific encounters, nothing fully penetrating or anything like that. Mm-hmm. They didn't have sex, I'll just say that. They didn't have sex, but they talked and stuff. But I'm like, why would you just approach me in the bathroom like that and you want to hang out? Like, people make that weird. Like,
maybe she wanted a threesome or something.
Like, I would never.
Or an orgy. Like,
what'd she say? Brittany! No, and I wanted a whole little orgy going on, huh, saying, Britt?
She wanted an orgy. She said, I admire you, because aka wink, like, wink.
She said she wants you, Aisha, on the low.
Right, wink, wink.
She wants you in
there. I don't share. I say all the time, I don't share. I'm selfish, I don't share.
I think that's just weird as hell.
It's very weird. I'd be like, what the fuck?
I don't know what I
would. But I have maybe kind of potentially been that person once or twice. And not just a married person, but like, say you're a friend of somebody that you used to hook up with, and then you see them out and they have a new girlfriend, and like, they approach you with their girlfriend and they start talking to you, you're gonna speak back. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful.
You don't corner her in the bathroom and be like, I used to talk to your dude and we should hang out.
I'll nod and keep walking. But I mean, what's the point of us?
I do a quick wave.
You know, people be trying to be a friend still, Jen.
What's up?
She did a head nod.
Sorry, I just was talking about knowing people. That, yeah. And I be knowing people. I mean, I just feel like that'd be kind of weird. And sometimes. I just don't understand just why. Like,
this is kind of. Whatever.
What is Brittany saying?
Yeah, they are really upset.
What is Brittany saying?
I don't know. I don't, because most of the time when I. There's people that I've been involved with that are well known.
Yeah.
And we may speak, especially on social media, all the time, and nobody would ever know that me and this person were involved, or they would see me. Like, I don't know. I just don't do, like, I don't know. I don't do that. Like, that's very strange. So, it's weird.
Bitches are strange.
For those in the back that didn't hear her, Aisha said, bitches is strange.
Dang.
Yeah.
I'm on blast.
Just want to call
them
out.
I second that. Oh my.
That's all I got. Y'all funny. And the person whose body count was up there, you know, is the one who told me we should talk about body counts on the episode. So
oh my god.
I hope this person is listening.
Hope you listening, bro.
Thanks a lot, that friend.
Don't tell nobody else that.
Very interesting conversation.
Don't tell nobody else that, bro. Area codes.
This person's wasn't an area code. I'm just saying.
Oh, gotcha.
I know people whose are.
Oh gosh. Well, thanks, ladies, for that lovely discussion. If you would like to chime in on this topic of body counts, do they matter? Do you know your significant other's body count? Do they know yours?
Do y'all care?
Like, how that all work? Feel free to comment in SoundCloud or tweet us at Strength of She, or at shenanigans_pod, or use hashtag shenanigans pod, and we will see you next week.